وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah عز وجل to make me and you from the people who listen and apply. In this dunya, we are always very careful how to invest our wealth. And we want investments that will keep giving for as long as possible, long-term investments. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will be discussing the best investments any believer can do before he or she leaves this dunya. And believe it or not, these investments will keep giving as long as they apply. What are these investments that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that they will keep giving the person after his death? The hadith is in Musnad Ahmad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, four people, their deeds will continue in reward even after their death. First, the one who's guarding the frontier, the border of the Muslims, or the one who is guarding the soldiers while they are resting from a battle. In Arabic, it's called al-murabit fi sabilillah. Second, whoever taught something beneficial to anyone, and that knowledge is still being practiced. As long as it's being practiced, the person who taught it will get the reward. Third, a person who gave in charity, and that charity is still giving. And the last one is a person who left a child behind, who left a righteous child behind, and that righteous child, every time he make dua or he does or she does a good deed that was taught to them by that person, by that parent, the parents will get the ajr as long as it is done. So let's take them one by one. First, a person murabit fi sabilillah, a person who is guarding. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that a person who guard one night fi sabilillah, he will get the ajr of a person that fasted for a month and performed qiyam for a month. And he is one of the people whom whatever they used to do will continue till the day of judgment. The reward of whatever they used to do will continue till the day of judgment. This is a person that he is guarding the army, a person that is guarding his country. He's doing it for the sake of Allah. Murabit fi sabilillah. He's doing it for the sake of Allah. If that person died, all his a'mal that he used to do will continue to benefit him and gain the reward from it even after his death. Second, a person who taught people khair. You taught someone how to pray, and that person taught his children, and his children taught his children, and so on. Even after your death, as long as these people are praying, you are getting the reward. You taught a person how to read the Quran. Every time they read the Quran, and every time they teach somebody to read the Quran, till the day of judgment, you are getting the reward. Any ilm any ilm that you were the reason that it was taught or it was learned because of you. You forwarded this video. You forwarded something beneficial that people did not know about and they learned because you have forwarded it. You have made it easy for them, easy access for them to learn it. You will get the reward because your intention was not for you to be popular or to have a lot of followers. Your intention was to bring people closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So you found something authentic and you forwarded it to others. As long as that is done because of your effort, you will get the reward. Any ilm, any knowledge that you taught and people benefit from, as long as that knowledge is being used and applied and taught to others, you will be getting the reward. Allahu Akbar. Even you have been, you passed 100, 200, 300 years, still getting the ajr. The fourth, a person who gave charity, that the sadaqah jariyah that we all know about. A person who built a masjid. Anyone who prays in that masjid, he built a masjid, and all depends on the intention. He did not build a masjid just to sort of say, oh, this person built a masjid and he built it only for people to brag about him and praise him. No, he built it only, she built it only for the sake of Allah. Anytime someone prays in that masjid, anytime someone get shahada in that masjid, anytime somebody learned the Quran in that masjid, anytime somebody's life changed because of khutbah done at that masjid, that person will get the reward. He built a well, he dug a well. Anytime someone uses that well till the day of judgment, he will get the reward, she will get the reward. He built an orphan for orphanage for orphans to use and to study in it or to sleep in it. Anytime that is being used, a school, a hospital, whatever it is, sadaqa jariya, that is, that will keep giving that person the reward as long as that sadaqa is given. Subhanallah. And the last, subhanallah, is a person who left a righteous child. This is something that all of these, we have to work on them right now. For my brothers and sisters, the parents who have children, 5, 6, 4, whatever, look at them, look at your child as an investment. Number one, look at them as a responsibility because we will be questioned how we raise them. كلكم راعٍ وكلكم مسؤول. Every single one of us is a shepherd and every one of us will be questioned about his family. So number one, I'm questioned. Number two, I'm looking at him, I'm looking at her as an investment. I'm going to teach my son the Fatiha. Like I always repeat, do not let anyone teach your children the Fatiha. They could teach them the rest of the Quran, but the Fatiha, make sure you teach them the Fatiha. Because that is the most repeated surah per day, right? All our life. Anytime that child recite the Fatiha, you will be getting the reward, even though you passed years ago. You taught that child the Salat. You taught that child good manners. You taught that child to be generous, to be courteous, to be kind. Whatever you taught that child, and that child applies whatever you taught him or her, you will be getting the reward no matter how long ago you passed. That child, the righteous child, after you passed, he made a dua for you. You will get the ajr. Any dua you taught these kids, I know a lot of mothers, may Allah reward you, they sit down with their children and they teach them the sayings of the morning and the sayings of the evening. That is a huge investment, big investment. They sit down with them and they teach them the names of Allah. What do they mean? What does the Rahman mean? What does the Muhaymin mean? They teach their children from a young age. And every time these kids use this ilm, the parents will get the ajr. So I want you, my beloved brother and sister, the parents, look at these children. Do you see them as an investment? Do you look at your child and you say, this child will make dua for me after I'm gone? I know children, unfortunately, their parents never cross their mind. the parents that passed, they never crossed their mind. Subhanallah. Let's invest in our children and use them as a tool, subhanAllah, for us to be gaining the reward after we are gone, and for them to be a source of khair to the whole community around them, to the whole society around them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that four kind of people that will get the reward after their death will continue. A person who is murabit, a person who is guarding for the cause of Allah, a person who left knowledge and that knowledge has been used. And the third is the sadaqa jariya, a charity that's constantly giving. And fourth, walad salih, a righteous child that is making dua and using everything that the parents taught, they will get the reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from these investors that are investing for their own akhirah. And the reward will keep giving till the day of judgment. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.